Welcome to the Ninja Coaching Coast to Coast podcast, where our mission is to help you learn and grow by sharing the tips, ideas, tricks, and more that we learn from speaking with top producing real estate agents around the country every single day. I'm Matt Benelli, here with Ninja Coaching founder and owner Garrett Fry. And although we focus a lot on real estate, this podcast is not just for real estate agents. It is for anyone who is looking to better their business and increase their income per hour in order to enjoy all of the things that life has to offer. So prepare to take in a lot of value that you can put into action in your business and your life. Enjoy the show.
Well, good morning. Welcome back. We are excited to be back with you guys again and getting rolling. A couple of awesome topics has kind of hit the board this week, and Matt and I deliberated for, about 20 minutes trying to figure out what would be the best place to kind of launch today and give you guys something that would, really kind of get you thinking and really kind of get you working your business in the right way. And 45-day rule came up because I had a couple moments this week that people had really, I think, had some eye-openers. They had some moments they kind of stepped back looking at their business and really kind of having that moment like, no kidding, the 45-day rule is a real thing. I wrote down on my sheet here, as I write down topics and ideas all the time, and I wrote down the 45-day rule is not a hoax. Matt said, that's what we're doing. So here we are. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Garrett, and good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. Garrett debated about that one, too, before we started, which is
Did we say good morning? Is the morning the right thing?
It's morning for us, so I think morning makes sense. I like this topic because we kind of have this theme going. Our last episode, we talked to you all about getting in flow with your people now so that you can have an amazing fourth quarter, which we summed up as, well, you should just be doing that all the time. But I like this 45-day rule because a lot of you may be starting to hit this point where you're like, I always say that August, well, now it's September, you know, that it gets kind of slow in this time period. And I wonder why. And if you think back 45 days, what were you doing? You were enjoying summer. You were on vacation. You were doing those things. Or for some of you who are experiencing a pretty nice flow of transactions, what were you doing 45 days ago? You were probably in flow with your people, doing things, asking forward questions, getting people onto your warm list and your hot list and all that kind of stuff. So the 45-day rule really does work, particularly if you're consistent. I think a lot of people get confused with the 45-day rule, Garrett, and this is why I want to hear kind of your stories behind it, because a lot of people will say, well, I was doing that 45 days ago, but you weren't doing it for an extended period of time. You were just doing that little thing for a little bit. And this is a conversation I had with a client the other day about, I can get really into something for 2 weeks and then I stop. And that's not long enough. You can't just do something for a short term and expect it to have that impact 45 days from now. You got to stay consistent throughout that time period. So that's a lot of the context that I have to get started with it, Garrett. And you have some stories that specifically apply to the 45-day rule.
Well, to put it in perspective, Matt, what you just said, which is like, some people get confused because they kind of dabble with some systems and go, well, I've been doing it for 45 days and why am I not getting results? And I go back to that whole mindset of the pot of water on the stove. You can turn the heat on to 2 and sit there and go like, oh yeah, I'm doing something. I've got the heat turned on. The pot of water's on the stove. Like, it's sitting there and you're going, but why isn't it boiling? Well, come on, Garrett. You told me it was going to boil. You told me if I did these systems, it would boil. But maybe you're messing around. Maybe you're turning the heat off for a couple minutes. You turn it back on. You turn it off. You turn it back on. Or maybe you crank it up really high for like a day. And then you're like, oh, that felt really good. Like, that made my week. And then you turn it back down to a 2 again for the next 6 days. And then you crank it back on because, Mondays are my day. There's a consistency that has to happen with this. And if you don't find that consistency with it, and I would say not only consistency, that ability of being able to crank that heat up to a level 10 and sit there and say, all right, what kind of results can I produce here long term? And really, what we all know is, and everybody knows this, if you put a pot of water on the stove and you turn the heat up to high, it's just a matter of time. You can pretty much say it's about 45 days. It's about 5 minutes that it's going to take for that pot of water to boil. Might be a little bit different at altitude, might be a little bit different at sea level, but we kind of have a range for it. And I watch that with people's businesses also, is that, I mean, I watch people apply the systems and, you know, those results can happen really fast. So I have an example of that today where it's like, it just started happening really fast. And there's a reason that that happens. And then there's other people that it takes 60, 90 days, 120 days. And there's a reason that that happens. And there's all kinds of factors and pieces that, like, we as coaches, Matt, and I know you can probably attest to this, when we have someone that's in that position or in that kind of pattern, we're like ripping everything apart, trying to figure out where's the wire that's not connected? Like, what's missing? Have you ever been in that position, Matt?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes it gets frustrating because you're like, well, you're doing certain things, but there's something missing. There's something that's happening, whether it's there's a gap in the routine that's happening every week or every month or something. And that's where, if you go back and listen to our episode of How Long Does It Take, we talk a lot about that and why there are differences in timelines for people, because there could be just little things that need to be adjusted, or maybe there's massive things that are being missed. And one thing that I have noticed too with a lot of people, myself included, when I'm trying to get into routines or see results for something, is that a lot of times we're not being overly objective with ourselves. We're saying, I'm doing it, but there's something else that's in there that we're not paying attention to. And it could be a non-conscious habit that we're doing. Garrett, we use diet and fitness a lot of times as examples, but like, if you're trying to lose weight and you're like, hey, well, I'm eating healthy, but every weekend you're at the ice cream parlor getting like the massive sundae. Well, okay, that's an issue. It's like, but I need a cheat meal.
Oh, I know I've said this before, but so I have a friend that she does sleep studies is what she does. And she's a nurse here in town. We'll be like, we go camping a lot and she'll be sharing stories of like the craziness that she gets to see doing sleep studies. And I'm like, what kind of craziness can you see doing sleep studies? And she's like, well, a lot of people are like really overweight. Like that goes hand in hand, really overweight, bad sleep just goes hand in hand. So they have one of those places where they like check you in, you sleep in the room overnight, they have cameras that watch you and they check your patterns and all that kind of stuff. And then they set you up with a plan and see if they can make it better. One of the things they do is they have a diet, and usually it's a shake. And they're like, all you're allowed to eat is the shake. Like, here's your shake. These are going to be your three meals. Go home and eat this for a month and then come back and we're going to do your sleep study again. And there's this one gentleman and he came back and he was heavier. And she's like, what are you eating? He goes, I'm eating your shakes. Because this is what I'm doing. And she says, how are you making the shakes? He goes, well, I use vanilla ice cream. And then I put in the powder. And she goes, wait. And she goes, well, hold on a second. Vanilla ice cream? She goes, wait, take that away. She goes, throw the powder out. Just eat the ice cream. You'd be better. Just do that for a month. But that's sometimes like in people's businesses, there's little things that they don't think is that big of a deal. In their mind, they've justified it and they've gone, all right. And they don't really take a deep internal look at themselves and say, okay, what am I really doing here? And so let's talk about that, because that 45-day rule I find can get broken, or it can be like elevated with just a mindset of what am I looking for as I'm out here in this 45 days and doing these systems? Am I looking for more transactions? Or am I looking for more people I can help? We've talked about this many times, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
I find the more that you're on the hunt looking for business and going, when's that next transaction going to come? Okay, I'm doing the systems. Is it happening yet? Is it happening yet? Is it happening yet? No, it's not happening. The more you get yourself into that pattern, it's actually really destructive. It'll make this whole process take a long time. And that goes back to what I always say is like, let go. Let go and just kind of submit to the systems, do them 100%, show up, put yourself around the right people. And usually if you just do that right there, the 45-day rule works pretty routinely. That's what I see.
And I apologize for kind of derailing us a little bit. I kind of went down there. But kind of bringing it back to those habits of like, what can we really do for 45 days? Maybe coming back to, okay, yes, there's different routines and different things and certain issues that we see. But when we talk specifically about 45 days, what are the things that agents really need to be focused on. You mentioned mindset really briefly there, and I want to highlight that because I think a lot of people don't pay close enough attention to making sure you're not looking for the results every single day. And you mentioned the pot of water at the beginning too, right? Which one of the best analogies that we have, you know, watching it, it's not going to work. I'm turning the heat off. I'm like, oh, no, it was just about to hit. I think one of the things to keep you stable and focused throughout a 45 day and beyond, because we're not just talking about doing something for a short period of time and being like, yay, here we are. We're talking about doing this consistently beyond that period. It's just on the average, probably when you're going to see some things happen. But that morning routine, Garrett, this is where I see a lot of people, and it can impact the rest of everything that happens, because they get into the habit of like, all right, I'm going to write my affirmations. I'm going to do gratitudes. I'm going to start on Monday. And then they start on Monday, and then Friday comes and they're like, yeah, I did it. It's great for a week. And then the weekend goes by. And what happens on the weekend? They stop. And then Monday comes and it's like, oh, I got to get started. Is this really working? I'm not sure. And then by the end of the week, they're like, okay, I'm kind of back into the habit. And then they stop again.
Yeah.
I see that happen a lot. And so morning routine is definitely a big component, but what else really needs to happen internally for someone to get through and see some of this stuff work? Because I think there's a lot of people who might say, Garrett, that's great. You know, cool. 45 day rule. That sounds good. You're saying it's not a hoax, but I haven't seen that happen for me. So what do I need to change to be able to see it?
So let's take that 45 day rule into just somebody that is already having success with the business. And so this is where I'm like, okay, 45 day rule is about as clear and concise as it can get. What'll happen is I have somebody that's doing the systems, they're having good business happen, and all of a sudden they'll have a really quiet month. A lot of people, like when I first start coaching them, will tell me about the market. Oh, this is the quiet time in our marketplace. Oh, this August, it's always the slow time. Everybody's on vacation. Everybody's out doing, you know, living their life, and nobody's buying real estate right now. It's funny is more often than not, especially when they've been doing the systems consistently, I do want to take into account there are weird anomalies like second home marketplaces where literally everybody does break town and goes during certain times. So we need to take that into account, but not in a marketplace like Denver, Colorado, or Portland, Oregon, or Seattle, or New York. To start talking about areas like this, there's a much higher consistency. So when somebody says to me like August is our slow time, BS. What I typically see is, again, in June, everybody went, yay, it's summer. Let's go camping. Let's go hiking. Let's go on the boat. Let's go do these, you know, let's take that family trip because the kids are out of school. And they do all this for about 2 or 3 weeks. They get into total hooky mode. And I can tell, because when summer hits and the routine changes and you're not in your normal plan and pattern that you've been in for the last 7, 8 months, what happens is all of a sudden you stop the consistency. And then what happens then is you get a slow August. And again, everybody goes, but it's the marketplace. No, it's not. It's how you were acting in June. A conversation, this is what spurred this topic, was I started looking at a handful of my people and saying, how can you get ahead of that in June? How can you, because some people are like, well, I don't want to change that lifestyle. Like, I don't want to forego that awesome vacation at the beginning of summer that I always do with my kids. Great. There's ways around this. There's things you can be doing that will maintain that flow. Things like the 8 and 8 has come up. How can you do an 8 and 8 that's happening behind the scenes while you're on vacation to keep that level of flow up with your people so you're not just gone? But we need to start thinking about that and really looking at that correlation. But that's where it becomes loud and clear for me. When that 45-day rule gets, well, when you start to break it, just take a look 45 days later and you can get a real clear sign of what that looks like. Now, Matt, I want to make sure I'm answering your question right, because I gave that piece of it, but really, I think you're asking for something a little bit different. Am I hearing you right?
Well, I think that's important because people need the context about, okay, what does that really mean? Where are we starting for this? Where is this coming from? Where is the evidence of this? But then now it's okay, so if that's what's happening, if it's we're thinking about going on vacation and we're just telling ourselves that everybody goes away, now what about, and I'm kind of changing the question, I guess, what about the people who will go, well, look at the MLS stats, Garrett. fewer homes sell in August and September. That's just the way it is. Look, I can show you the data. Here it is. There were more homes that sold in May and June than are selling in August and September. Ha! Got you. It's slower in August. What do you say to those folks?
It's so much fun when somebody's like rubbing your nose in it, going like, our market's different.
I know.
So where I always go back to, and a key factor of what makes Ninja work, and this is one of the actual topics we were fighting on today, of which one do we go with first. Life changes for people don't stop for any kind of given marketplace. That slow time in June and things like that, there's still people to talk to and there's still people to be in flow with. And if you are taking the time with one of the core Ninja systems that we have, which is listening for life changes and staying in flow with people with life changes, what you'll find with that is there's always business in that world. If you're not paying attention to that, yeah, you will kind of ride a little bit of the ride of the marketplace. If you unlock that warm list, I have found there's always business there. The marketplace can flat out tank and there's still somebody going, oh man, we're filing for divorce. We're going to need to make a change here. Or still people having babies and still people, losing jobs and getting jobs, and none of that stuff changes. So even with the marketplace and but it always starts snowing this time of the year. Nobody wants to go look at homes. Yeah, some people do. They're the ones that have to buy a home. And part of your job is to figure out who those people are. But all of that stuff is kind of a bigger piece than the 45-day rule. That's more of like a, how do we find like this time of the year is quiet? So that's answering that question, which you're right. You took it down a different path.
Yeah.
But going back to the 45-day rule, I think when somebody's sitting there and saying, but it's not working for me, I've been doing this for 45 days. That's where I go back to, one, are you really doing it all? Is the burner on 2 or is it on 10 or is it on 5? Like how high do we have the heat cranked up here? How much are you willing to commit to the systems? And then the other piece is we talked about it a couple podcasts back, which is the viscosity of your database. And who are we working with here? Are we working with a whole bunch of strangers that were, okay, we're going to do all these systems and we're going to crank this on and see what these results are? Or are we working with a database that we've already developed and we've already had for years and we've been working with them? We just haven't done it to the right level. And all of a sudden we're like, just adding a little fuel on a fire that's already been going. That will produce results way faster than trying to get a whole group of strangers to see you as a real estate agent and start building a business. I think you need to be at least aware of that and understanding of that with yourself and your business. At the same time, though, I've seen people with what they think is big databases and they've got a whole lot of people and they start plugging in all the systems and we're way past 45 days and not seeing results. And again, that's for us when we get to like go in there and pull the wires and look at belief system and, what are we missing here? But not usually. That's a rarity. That's not a normal situation. That's more of like one of those that makes me walk out of the office going like, ugh. Like,
well, yeah.
This is driving me crazy.
Because most of the time you get the response of, well, I know what I need to do. And, I fell off track again this week. I'm not doing it. I'm going to get back on. That's typically what people will say. And I think that's where you mentioned awareness. And I would say also honesty with yourself about what are you really doing and committing to for those 45 days or for all of the activities that will lead to what will happen in 45 days, because we're not trying to set a program where we can say, great, I'm going to do this. And in 45 days, all of a sudden we're going to be good to go and I can change things. The awareness and honesty comes with, here's what habits I need to have. And here's what I need to focus on every day throughout this career so that I can create all of these great opportunities. If I'm doing it right, in about 45 days or so. And I'm not saying if you're not seeing something in 45 days, be like, oh, it doesn't work, because you're going to be aware of some things during that period as well. You have to pay attention to what's happening every day with your mindset, with your communication, with the results. With one of the biggest indicators too for people is if you're not thinking of people to call week after week, if you're not getting inspired by, oh, I need to follow up with Bill or I need to follow up with Susan based on conversations that you've been having, then something could be off with your actions, because flow frequency within that 45 days should be pretty high with certain groups of people in order to produce results. And if it's not, you know, then you're not going to really see much. And that's what I've seen.
So let's talk about flow for a second, because I find that with certain people, you know, they're like, well, okay, you've got two groups, two people. One of them's going, oh yeah, I talked to 50 people. And the other one's going like, oh yeah, I talked to 50 people. It's like, okay, so great. From the outside perspective, they're doing the system. They're both talking to 50 people. If I start to drill down to group one, I'll be like, explain to me what it's like to talk to 50 people. How do you do it? Well, I've got to find a good reason, and I typically will find like something going on in the marketplace or something happening or something that I want to inform them about, maybe in the community. And I'll make all my calls with the purpose of it being, okay, here's what I wanted to call you about, and here's my reason. Maybe it's ticket giveaways, you know, and sometimes people will use that and they're like, you know, I'm going to go buy some tickets to the local baseball game and I'm going to see how many people I can call because I need this external reason to be able to make a phone call. Then you have this other person over here who goes, oh yeah, I talked to 50 people also. And I'll be like, great, explain those calls to me. How do they work? They're like, I pick up the phone and I call them about their kids and their life and, you know, and well, what's your purpose for calling? I just wanted to talk to them and say hi and check in with them. That will get better results. This other one, the ticket giveaway, is a great reason to spur you to be able to call. This other person, the second person I was talking about, though, what they do a really good job with is when they have the ability of having a phone call with somebody, they are good at listening to the information so they have a reason to call next time that doesn't have to get this bigger reason behind it to make it happen. They are listening on a level that they're like, oh, well, they said that their daughter's starting preschool. Next time I call in a week, because I can, I'm going to call and be like, how did she like her first day of school? Is she making friends? She fit in? Oh my gosh. I remember when my kids started their first day of preschool. Okay. How many kids were crying? Was the entire room crying and they were prying them off the moms and dads, or did like, were like everybody sneaking out? How many dads were waiting in the parking lot? Were they all kind of like sitting there like afraid to leave, but they didn't want their kid to see him? They're kind of looking through the windows. Like, these are the fun conversations you get to have when you're engaging with people. Again, both talking to 50 people, way different results though. When I see people that are having that difference, usually I can always come back to it is, are we doing the system? But then at what level are we really doing the system at?
So Garrett, it sounds to me like you're saying that the key to the 45-day rule is focusing on people.
Isn't that incredible?
Man, groundbreaking stuff here.
I know.
But you know what? It is, though. It is, because it's things that can be repetitive. And I know we talk a lot about you got to focus on your people. But that should be like, if for those of you who aren't seeing kind of some of the stuff that we're seeing happen with other people, like I'll mention Dan Smith out there in Nevada. He had an amazing summer, because he was in flow with so many people and he's always consistently in flow with people, and his summer hasn't slowed down. He didn't have a slow August. He had a freaking amazing August because he was in flow and he kept it focused on people. And a lot of the times he was like, I just find people to talk to because I have all these reasons. And then these people just come out of these situations that I'm in and I'm engaged with them. And all of a sudden we're doing real estate business together. That is the whole key to everything. And certainly if you're like saying, I don't know about this 45-day thing, then you're not focused on the people. Gary, when you were talking about reasons to call, I always think, you know, people will say, well, okay, I'll just call to check in then. It's like, okay, well, hold on. You do want to call your people and quote check in, but you want to do more than that. You're not just calling so that you can drop your name in them. And I think when you mentioned the ticket giveaways and stuff, like those are all good reasons to call for sure. But the intention is about you or about the giveaway or about this other thing that's not necessarily that person. But when you're calling about to ask about how their kid's first day of kindergarten was, man, you're calling specifically about them. And that has a totally different intention, a totally different engagement level, and will help you maintain that flow frequency, because you'll definitely learn something that you can use in the future versus, hey, here's a ticket giveaway. By the way, how are things? Oh, you know, things are good. Same old, same old. Well, cool. Great. Talk to you guys in 30 days.
Well, see you later.
Big gulps, huh? So, all right.
That was the exact picture I had in my mind. Big gulps. All right. Well, see you later. So it's interesting is that, you know, you can't just, and this is where I think people, you know, want it just to happen. And you can't see somebody on your database and go, I think they have kids. All right. Well, school's just started. All right. I'm going to call them and ask them about their kids. That's what I'm going to do. And you call Garrett and you're like, hey, Garrett, how's it going? So you have kids, right? Well, so like, did they just started school? Yeah. How's it going for them? Like, I'm going to be like, dude, you're weird. Okay. Don't stop asking about my kids. So these are things like these are progressive relationships that, again, a lot of people sometimes don't take the time to build. But if you take the time to build them, if you take the time to be interactive with them, over time, these conversations get easier and easier and easier. And over time, those people will pick up the phone faster and faster and faster because it's built off a genuine backbone. And there's people that I know right now with volleyball and my daughter that I don't normally call, but I could totally call them and be like, hey, how's your daughter? Like, genuinely, how's your daughter feeling with the team right now? And is she playing the position that she wants to play? And, you know, and I can genuinely do that because one, I've known them for a while and, you know, my daughter's not 100% sold on where she's been put on that team and where she's playing right now. And just to try to get a genuine feeling about it. Nothing to do with business, nothing to do with real estate, just really checking in and having a fun, nice you know, adult phone call with them. We're looking for those things. So I do want to share. I have a gentleman that I've coached for a while now, and he's at the group in Fort Collins, a guy named Paul Schneider. And he's a prime example of the 45-day rule. He was working with builders, and he was working he had a couple of builders that he was working really hard with. And it was one of those things that there was benefit to it. It was super stressing him out. It was keeping him up at night. And I said, when you're ready, you let me know when you want to let that go. And we can really unlock this referral business. Because I was watching his ability of creating referrals and going, you're just scratching the surface here, man. If we can really do this, like you're going to find so much more love in this business over here. Well, I went out of town. I went out of the country. And I told him, don't do anything until I get back. Like, don't do anything rash. The first coaching call I had back with was one of his office mates. And they're like, did you hear Paul fired his builder? I'm like, wait, what? Okay. This led me to then having my next coaching call with him. And he was like a different man. His energy was like built up. Like I could almost picture him walking around with his chest put out more and this just glowing energy about him. And he's like, I'm ready. Like, I'm so excited to have that all off my plate. And now I fully get to focus on my sphere of influence. And he had all these great activities and reasons he was going to be calling and connecting. And he's also just a natural person that is truly interested in other people. He's excited about other people's lives. You can hear it when you talk to him, which is, by the way, an important piece. Don't take that lightly. So I told him, I said, 45 days, mark it on your calendar right now. I said, I want you to mark two times. One is 45 days from right now. And then I want you 45 days when you are fully done wrapping up the new construction. Because there'll be a difference there also when you are 100% out of that and you're fully engaged. Well, I just was watching him. We talk every 2 weeks and all of a sudden his business exploded. The little sheet that we have that says, where did the new business come in from last week was packed. And I was like, okay, where are we at? What's your time frame? He goes, dude, it's 45 days. I'm like, I know it is. That's how it works. I said, that's why I wanted you to track it. One is I wanted him to get the realization that that's not a joke. That really works. And I needed to see him put a real date down in the future that he could correlate it with and go, you guys didn't lie about this. Like, that really happens. So that's one piece. Now, that happened a couple months back here when that started all kicking off. He went through a little bit of a slump here recently. And I said, just kick your systems back up. Like, just get back on the horse here real fast. And this is where the 45-day rule gets broken a little bit in a good way. Once you have really good established flow and you've got a really good mass of people that you're working with and you let it go, it doesn't take 45 days to turn it back on. He literally was like a week and a half later and he's like, oh my gosh, if the referrals keep coming in like this, like I'm going to need to hire more help. That's where that 45-day rule can be reduced dramatically. It is depending on how are your relationships, how are you doing? Are you launching this or are you, you know, working with something you already have built? So Matt, I just want to put that out there. I don't know if I've ever shared that story with you, but he's a prime example of really documenting the 45-day rule for himself and having that eye opener of like, no kidding. Like, that's really how it worked.
Well, and I think that what you mentioned there at the end, too, is very important for people, that once you get at a certain level with your flow and with how connected you are with your database, and that goes back to the whole viscosity of your pond, it doesn't always take 45 days, or it might take longer than 45 days if you're not established yet. So if you're brand new and you're getting things up and running, it could take a little bit longer because you have to get into a certain rhythm where then the 45-day kind of window starts. Like, if you're just starting from zero right now and you're like, take 2-3 weeks to get into a routine and get into a habit and really start to actually do things with intent consistently, that initial 3 weeks isn't going to really count in that 45-day window, from my opinion. Once you're in the rhythm of doing something consistently, day after day, week after week, that's when all of a sudden you can start to say like, wow, hey, actually, 45 days after I really started doing that and I was consistent with everything and I was in this great flow frequency and then I also had auto flow working and all that stuff, that's a whole nother aspect of what can happen in 45 days, right? Then all of a sudden, 45 days, there it is. And I think that there needs to be that mental clock in there too so that you don't change. Because I think what a lot of people will do is business comes in and then they're like, oh man. And then they change their routine because they're like, hey, everything's going great. I'm going to change the routine. And then that's when on the other side of that kind of real estate roller coaster, we're at the bottom again. And we're like, oh no, it's empty.
Well, and I think, Matt, you have to be mentally prepared for it because like me starting real estate in Grants Pass, Oregon with two people in my database and applying the rules for 45 days or the Ninja 9 for 45 days. I got to be prepared with what is a 45-day result.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And it did.
Point.
And it worked because I was like, you know, is it going to be the results of like the top producers that have been doing this for a long time? Or is it the results of like, oh, something's starting to click here. Like people are starting to acknowledge me. People are starting to see this start to work. Is it business just popping in the, well, I had a database of two. My 45 days of talking to 50 people a week was 50 strangers just barely trying to build a database. And I'm writing handwritten notes and I'm trying to see if people will go meet me for a beer as I'm meeting new people and connecting with people. And that's different than someone that has a database of 300 people that comes in and says, I think I want to apply Ninja to my business. And they've got all these people and all this stuff. And 45-day rule works exactly the same. But the results in 45 days are going to be different. You need to be understanding of that.
That is such a great, great point. And I think really kind of a exclamation point on what the 45-day rule is that you have to be fully aware of what type of results should be there. And you're so right. Because if you're starting from zero, then in 45 days, if you're not closing, you know, $2 million a week, that wasn't the result that you were destined to have in 45 days. But if all of a sudden your database goes from 2 to 50 and you're starting to have some flow frequency, people like, hey, that's great. That's a great result. Now let's go for the next 45-day result and the next 45-day result after this. This isn't some fad diet program that you're just going to do for 45 days and be like, all right, cool, great, lost the weight. Now I can just kind of go back to doing whatever I'm doing. It's, all right, great, I got to the next stage.
But that diet is a perfect example too, because when you start at 300 pounds and let's like me starting with no database and 45 days later, what are your results? Well, are you in supermodel form now? Well, no, but you will see results in 45 days if you stick with it. The person that already starts at, you know, let's say 15% body fat and goes, all right, let's apply this for 45 days and let's see our results. They're going to be able to stand in the mirror going like, whoa, like, look at that. Well, that would be somebody that started with a good database, you know, working people, both saw results, just going to take this person a little bit longer to get to the person that started with a better platform.
Well, so maybe a good way to look at it, a 45-day rule is it's not a goal. It's not a short-term journey. It's a milestone. Every 45 days, you can check your milestone and say, hey, what have I been doing consistently? Where was I 45 days ago? What's the milestone today? And now what's the next mile marker that I'm going for? That's where you'll be able to see consistent results year after year if you look at it that way, because it's not just this little crash course and be like, oh, cool, that worked really well. Great. Now what?
And the better your relationships, the better you're connecting, the better your flow is, the more consistent you are, that will decide in that 45 days, once you cross that 45-day threshold, how fast this rocket's going to take off. You know, that really then depicts it. So I don't want anybody to think it's like, well, gosh, it takes forever and I've got to build this thing. And it's like, there's no, like, I'm new here, so it's going to take me forever. No, but don't get lost in what results you're looking for. And then once you get it established for 45 days, just know that for you, past that point, the world is your oyster. What do you want this thing to turn into? But most people give up before the 45 days. I shouldn't say most people. There's a lot of people that do because they get stuck and they're like, well, I'm not seeing it yet, or it's not happening, or it's not happening the way that I thought it was going to happen, and they throw in the towel. It's like, no, you're just crossing that first threshold.
Yeah.
So.
And I will say it could be most people. But I want everybody to prove me wrong on most people. And so mark your calendar. What are you doing right now? What have you been doing consistently right now? Mark your calendar 45 days. What do you want to change? Change that routine 45 days. Send us a note and say, hey, this is the results that I've seen. You know, here was what I set out to do. Here's what the results are. Here's where my milestone is. And here's what's next for me. I'd love to see that.
Matt, what you said was be honest with yourself and really analyze yourself. One thing that I do with people that I coach, I don't do it all the time, but I'll sometimes ask them, if you had to grade yourself over this last week, what letter grade would you give yourself? A+ means you hit it out of the park. A means you did great. You did what was expected. You did your stuff. You know, B, C, D, F, did I fail? Did I completely get caught up in other stuff? And a lot of times when people have to give me a letter grade on themselves, like they'll be like, oh, I did really good. Like, I think I really did well with the systems. I'm like, if you had to grade yourself objectively, what grade would you give yourself? And they'll go, well, okay, I would give it about a C. There's room for improvement. I could totally be doing better. Ah, okay, perfect. At least we know where we stand right now. And I'll write down their letter grade for that week. But that's sometimes a way that they can internalize it for themselves of be honest with yourself. And so if you're going to do this, as Matt's asking, I would say you need to bring that piece into it of, you know, kind of grade yourself. And you'll know when you hit it out of the park. You'll know when you cracked the bat and it was a home run for the week. And you're also going to know the weeks that you're like, I could have done better. I really could have stepped up a little bit more.
I like that. Mark 45 days and give yourself a letter grade after the 45 days. Let's do that.
I would do each week. If you can do each week or even every day, give yourself a letter grade, you will have better results at the end of the 45 days. If you track the letter grade at the end of the 45 days, it's too late. Mm. You can't make changes. You can't adjust.
Good point. I love this. This is awesome. This is great. So guys, you can see a theme going on here. Talked about a prior episode, taking action, getting in flow. Here's kind of a nice little roadmap, kind of a mindset game plan for you and kind of some strategies on how to analyze yourself. We're going to keep this going. The next episode is going to be some even more tactical strategy stuff, which is going to be really cool. So stay tuned for that one. It's going to be pretty amazing. So thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Appreciate you for showing up as always, and keep it going.
Thank you for joining us here on the Ninja Coaching Coast to Coast podcast. We appreciate your time and attention. If you receive some value out of this episode, we would love for you to share it, subscribe to the podcast, and if you feel so compelled, to leave us a review. Have an amazing day. We'll see you soon.